Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I cannot complain. It's already Monday. You know?
Yeah.
You know, the week's already gone. Easter's done. I mean, geez, time's flying by. So, Tara said that your goal is not to lose money. I mean, talk to me a little bit. You know, I mean, obviously we're already into the year. I mean, what is your goal for the business this year? Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Oh, for this year, I just need to make enough money so that I can continue to pay for my house and my bills.
Yeah.
Which isn't really that much, but it has to be continuous.
Money?
Well, I just started in March, so I'm only losing money for a month.
Gotcha.
Also, it's a heating and cooling business, and now's not really the time for either, but that's okay. Mm.
I mean, my HVAC guys do well. I mean, obviously, you know, you got to be where the right spot is, or otherwise, you know, competition is fierce. You know, you know how that goes, right? You know, there's
yeah.
a lot of there's a lot of things that, you know, prevent people from, you know, getting the just the momentum that they're looking for. Right. And a lot of guys, they go to all different routes. They go to like Yelp or Angie's or Thumbtack or even Facebook, right, to try to get leads coming in. But meanwhile, I'm sure you're well aware, you know, your competition right now, you know, they are like really putting their time and energy into Google. Why do you think that is?
I mean, everybody uses Google.
Yeah. I mean, Google's the biggest company in the world. Not by chance or by a quinkadink. It's because they have the platform, right? Everybody Googles it, right? So if you're not showing up on that first page in your area, you're really missing out, obviously, okay? Have you ever done that search to see what HVAC companies come up in your area?
A while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something like definitely Folks T. Weber and Folks Bros.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I mean, like, I see, yeah, I see Folks, I see Apollo,
yeah.
I see AirServe. Any of those guys
yeah, I've heard of all of them, yeah.
Yeah. So all those guys, I mean, are really pushing themselves to obviously, you know, be successful, right? And, you know, have their exposure so that they can, you know, Kyle, really, you know, take themselves to the next level. So a lot of my guys, Kyle, like you, have tried all kinds of different things or, you know, or with Angie's or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now, the good news with me is we can kind of crawl before we walk and then walk before we run, right? And that's a great thing with me. You know, my goal is not to just get you to spend a bunch of money. Sure, I can bring all kinds of different leads. I can definitely bring the best kinds of leads out there because it's all from Google, right? You know, so the first step is to get you showing up in your area on the first page of Google, okay? So how do we do that? Well, we basically will first off create you a website because you're going to need that, right? You know, you can't have a website and be on Google, right? So that's going to be the first thing that we're going to do. The second thing that we're going to do is we're going to, like I said, anytime anybody types in the keywords that relate to HVAC, you know, AC fix, you know, venting, whatever that like relates to your business, we're going to make sure that anytime those keywords that they do type show up and you get seen. Okay. The second thing that we're going to do though is let's say Kyle, they type in a keyword onto Google, but they don't call you. Right. So what do we do there? Obviously, that's a loss of an opportunity. So anytime that somebody types that in, we are going to make sure, right, that you get the exposure back in front of them. So we're going to actually create what they call a retargeting ad, Kyle, okay? And that ad will show every time that person logs onto Facebook in addition to Google, so that they see, you know, your company, K Mary Corp, right? And they ultimately want to call you now, right? Because, you know, we're running a fancy ad on Facebook in addition to Google. Okay. So we have two ways there. And then obviously the third way is a great way. It does take time to set up, but we do have a pay-per-lead program with Google. It does take a long time to get you vetted. Google does a full-on background check on you. They want to make sure all these little check marks and liability insurance and all this stuff's like, you know, meeting the criteria. But once we get you approved for a pay-per-lead program, those leads are the best leads money can buy. And why is that? Well, you show up at the very tippy top of Google. So right now, just to give you an idea, who are running the pay-per-leads is Folks and Lambert are the two right now running their pay-per-lead program right now as we speak. Okay. And what's good about those pay-per-leads is you take the call, you talk to them, and during that course of the call, if you like the call, you pay for it. But if you don't like the call, right, you don't have to pay for it. Pretty neat, okay. Huh? Yeah. So, again, that does take several months to get going. There's obviously costs that are associated to that. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean, you know, there's, you know, things that you have to pay for, like your background check and all that stuff, right? So there's all that stuff that's kind of associated with it, okay? But that being said, we will be able to, you know, get you you know, taken care of where you're going to be able to, you know, eventually participate in those leads. Okay. So
All right. Let's
talk about my basic package that kind of gets really you in the right direction. We're not starting too aggressive either because obviously costs, you know, obviously play a factor. You know, you want to obviously start going in the green. Well, you got to get on Google. Right. You know, I've been around this desk for a long time and, you know, there's been a lot of guys, Kyle, that treat Google the last priority instead of the first priority. Right. And, you know, I always tell people, look, you know, Google is something you definitely want to be on. It's like being on the phone book back in the day, like when everybody, you know, advertised their business. Right. So, with my basic package right now, normally there's other costs. Like I usually have to charge you for a website. I usually have to charge you an activation cost. But right now I can waive all that for you because I know like you are kind of a newer business and every penny counts. And right now with the basic package, it's $299 a month.
All right, and what about cancellation if I want to quit?
Great question. Yeah, really good question, actually. So what we do is we ask for a three-month commitment, and the reasoning for that is, number one, we lose money the first 3 months, but number two, it gives enough time for everybody to see how effective this is going to be for you, right? And the nice thing is, though, I have a 96% retention rate. So 96% of people stay with me because we're going to do what we say we're going to do. We're going to get you on Google, right? My basic package does have a good ROI, right? I've seen, typically speaking, a 1 to 10 ratio. So for every dollar that you spend with us, you're going to get $10 back. So that package, especially you doing HVAC, that should definitely be able to bring you, you know, quite a bit of money.
I really just got to, yeah, I got to get into these people's houses. That's all I have to do.
What's that?
I just have to get into these people's houses and fix
stuff. Oh, yeah,
stuff.
Definitely. You got to get into these people's houses. You know, now, my $299 package, yes, it's great. That's a great first start. But if you really want to take your business to the next level, and again, and this is just me being transparent, straightforward with everybody, because I have guys that spend $40,000 a month with me, Kyle, down to guys that spend only a couple hundred dollars a month with me, right? So to me, it doesn't matter, but what does matter is a couple of things, right? First off, you know, how you obviously stand out amongst the crowd really does matter, okay? Now, I will say this, okay? Your business name, right, really doesn't scream to the public that you do HVAC, right? If I just look at your name and I just see it as K. Mary Corp, what is that, right? So
Yeah. My
suggestion to you and what I would propose is we figure out a way to get what you do, right, into the business name. So maybe K-HVAC, right? Maybe do.
Well, that's just
like
the
that.
That's just the LLC for tax reasons.
You have a DBA
and
yet?
I don't know how to do that, but I also.
What I would say is this, and because Google's going to go based on your LLC name. Okay, that's one piece of
okay.
I know everybody like just comes up with it, but you can do a simple name change on that LLC, or you can file what they call a DBA, right? And I can send you a YouTube video on how to do a DBA in New York. It's very simple, right? My suggestion would be to just do the simple form name change on the K Mary Corp LLC name. That way it's going to really help you, you know, have the right name. And then when you do that, what that's going to do is when I show your name on Google, it's going to have that keyword name in it. I can't just say, hey, his name is this, and I have nothing to substantiate it. Does that make sense? Right? So,
yeah.
So we're going to need, because Google's like tighter on how they do things, right? Even though we're Google's biggest partner, by the way, you know, it doesn't matter. Google still, you know, there's a set formula that we all have to abide by, right? So, you know, I can get things going for you because the first thing is we have to do what they call a Google business profile, like having a digital business card, right? So I can get that going and get everything moving in the right direction. You can do a simple name change form, right, for your LLC, and we can have that name change form be exactly what the name should be, right? So have you thought about, like, a name for your business other than just K Mary Corp?
Because
you know, like, your guys on Google right now that's, like, Folks Heating and Air, right? You got Air Serve, right? You got Apollo Heating, right? You got people that actually have, like, when people see their name, they know exactly what they do. Like the Quartz Heating and Cooling, right? These are guys that, like, they already have exactly, like, HVAC keywords into their name. So I highly recommend that because when people see you on Google, they're not going to know who you are and they're not going to want to call you. So it's actually going to hinder you by having just K Mary Corp. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if I didn't care, I wouldn't say a word, right? But I care for everybody's success, you know? So my recommendation is how about like K-HVAC? K-HVAC.
Yeah, well, I got to think of something.
Or do you want something like more professional or more like Apollo or something like that or, you know, like more, you know, like a name, you know?
See, I don't know because my last name is Sears and that also has a part because I have a card out that I put in a bunch of businesses. It says Sears Home Repair and Consultation, but I had my friend tell me everyone just thinks it's the department store, so that's no good.
Yeah, Sears has been yeah, totally. I see what you're saying. How about Mary HVAC? M-E-R-I HVAC.
Well, yeah, so why don't I just keep the LLC name and find a DBA. And Mary HVAC actually does sound good.
Okay.
Figuring out how to do a DBA because
yeah,
that
so I'm
going to
put it as Mary HVAC. M-E-R-I HVAC. Okay. Yeah. And then you can keep the LLC that and then you just have a, a DBA as Mary HVAC. In fact, let me do this. How to file a DBA in New York. Just trying to find a video here. I can text you a YouTube video because they're all simple. Just like step by step. You know what I mean? So, let's take a look here. I'm just gonna see. Okay, yeah, so here we go. Okay, here, I found a good one right here for you. Good YouTube video. When in doubt, go to YouTube, right?
I know, right?
I mean, it's like, it's honestly, like, you can learn anything off YouTube. I call it YouTube University for a reason.
Really. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of levels to it, too. Like, there's some advanced stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. You can find anything on YouTube if you search, you know?
Yeah.
So, here we go. Okay, I'm going to send you this link here, too, so you have it, okay? Because, yeah, okay. It's definitely going to be very, very beneficial, Kyle, for you on it. Hold on. Bear with me. This is your cell phone number I'm talking to you on, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. There you are. Yeah, I think K-HVAC, I think that's going to be just simple, clean, you know. I mean, excuse me, Mary Space HVAC. I think that's going to be the route to go for you. Hold on. You know us guys, we're like the worst at multitasking, right?
So, hold on.
I'm trying to get you the YouTube video right now. Here you go. Boom, sending. Okay. So that video will tell you how to do the DBA. Okay? Make sense? Okay?
Yep.
So you'll have that. Okay. Let's talk about getting you a website put together. Okay? Because that's obviously huge, right? So here's kind of an example of what we would do for a website. I'm going to text that to you right now. So you can see that. Bear with me, okay. I'm gonna get you a website here. All right, so here's like an example of a website. Okay, here we go. Boom. Okay, so take a look at that. I just texted you. And that kind of shows you a website. So, like, make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we would say it would be like Mary HVAC. We put some photos in there, right? Obviously, it's important to get the 5-star reviews. So we're going to help you get those 5-star reviews. You know, once you get established and whatnot. Okay. So one thing that I always tell people is, how do you stand out? Like, I'm looking at folks. They just got a picture of their, like, red truck. Okay? To me, nah, that doesn't stand out. Let me explain what I mean by that, okay? Really getting a picture of you standing out really does help, okay? I talk about this client of mine a lot this year because I really think it's a good testimony of, like, what it really says about being, you know, successful. So I'm going to send you his Google business profile, Kyle. Why don't you go ahead and click on that real quick? Because you can use this all over the place. Because we would put this on your Google business profile. We would put this on your 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 website. We would put it on your Facebook ads, right? So when you click that link, scroll down to where you see the words Lewis Pest Control. Let me know when you're there. Okay. Right next to that, there is a picture. Do you see that?
Yeah, see the fellas over there.
That's
the truck.
Yeah, exactly. They're standing right next to the truck. You see that? So that's what I'm talking about, standing out. Does that make sense?
It does. I got some photographs.
Yeah. So doing a photo like that really helps you stand out amongst the crowd. Okay? So we covered some ground here, right? You got to have your, like, what you do in your name. A photo that stands out. Like, I'm looking at, you know, folks and their photo. It's just a truck with their name on it, but it's not even, it's really not standing out, you know? So, you know, A-Star has a good photo of them. That's a decent photo. AirServe has a good one, right, of them and their team. But that's what I'm saying. Having that photo really, really will, make you stand out amongst all the crowd, right? And that's one reason why I feel like Lewis Pest really has been extremely successful with me. He's been with me for a year. And I've taken him from one van to 13 vans already, Kyle, in a matter of a year. Now, obviously, he's spending a lot more money than just, $299. He's doing the pay-per-lead and all that. But my point is, like, he started exactly like you are, right, where, okay, we had to start somewhere. Right. And that's the good news, is this is going to help you, you know, get yourself to a position where you can now grow your business. Right. And, over time, we can always add more fuel to the fire. Okay. A lot of my guys, you know, one thing I will say about Angie's is, you know, they're decent, but, you know, the problem with Angie's is they're going to send you the same lead, Kyle, as they're going to send everybody else in the area, right? Are you kind of aware of that they're going to send you?
Yeah. So it's kind of like you got to try to get to the people first. It's just leads. There's no,
Yeah. So like that, you got to be the first guy on it. You know, 3, 4, 5 other guys are getting it. So your client's getting bombarded. You know, they're definitely getting bombarded on that, you know. And so what I always tell people is, being on top of that so that, you know, you can, you know, get, you know, to them first before, you know, your competition does. So that makes sense. But, yeah, I mean, did Angie's make you sign, like, a year contract or you just did, like, a month-to-month with them?
Oh, it's a year, but we'll see how that goes. I got to try stuff. So
if it stops working, okay, the best way to get out of that year contract is just send them an email, right, saying, hey, it's not working out, blah, 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 because I've had so many clients do this, and then they just block them on their credit card, right? Sometimes you got to get aggressive on that because Angie's doesn't care whether you're successful or not. They just want to lock you in a year contract and just keep dinging you money, right, whether you're successful or not.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I kind of got the gist of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. In fact, the FTC came down on them 3 years ago over this, by the way. You can always Google it, Angie's FTC. And, you know, you will definitely see, like, how, you know, that was for them, you know. And my point is, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to be really careful with Angie's. You know, but if it keeps costing you money and that competition's too fierce for you, right, you know, you could always just cancel that and,
right, well,
you know, double,
I'm writing down
double
everything
down on
I spend. And so what they need to do is get me
they gave them, what, like $400? So they need to get me $500 in a month. If they don't, I'm pretty sure they're out. Mm-hmm. You know, so what I need to make, the amount of money that I've spent on this, because I have all my own tools and stuff like that, I was able to start relatively cheaply. So far, I've spent about $2,000. So if you get me $2,500 in a month, you get my goal for April. Good for you. If you get me, which shouldn't be hard to do with HVAC, all of the everything is expensive,
mm-hmm.
and it's low cost to me because it's all skills.
Mm-hmm. And you also do handyman work as well, correct?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of stuff. I just kind of need the people to know that. Like, you know, there's so many people who can't, you know, millennials who went to college and never learned how to turn a wrench. You know, they bought a house. They don't know how any of this stuff works. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I can do it. It's like home management.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever thought, do you want to mainly do HVAC or do you want to do handyman as well? Because, you know, I can definitely help you either direction, right? This is what I do, right? But the thing about it is, you know, if we do marry HVAC and then we would have to put like in handyman, we could do that too, right? And have both, and then you have to get your DBA for that. That would obviously
well, can we
help.
Do,
uh-huh.
Can we do, like, K-Americorps home services? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, but, you know, you really want to keep, like, what you do in the name, right? Because, like, all
yeah.
your top competition in HVAC are that. So, you know, I could do handyman and HVAC, marry handyman and HVAC, you know, or HVAC and handyman, like next to those. But I would think like that would make the most sense.
Do you think people want to see handyman or home services? Well, what does home services mean? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing on this side. I have 15 years
yeah.
of fixing things experience and zero business. I don't know what
yeah.
I'm doing.
Exactly. My recommendation is either marry HVAC and handyman or marry handyman and HVAC.
We'll put
you know?
HVAC first because.
Yeah. I would say roll with that. Here's what you need to do your DBA, right? You're asking me? This is my recommendation. Go with that name. Call it a day. And we'll advertise you on both platforms, all those keywords. And then over time, right, we will help you with a paper lead when you're ready.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eventually that day will come, right? You know, the people that invest into Google, those are the ones that are winning, right? Really. Because Google, like 93% of the time, Kyle, people go to Google first, right? They don't Angie it. They don't Yelp it.
Yeah.
Right? Hardly going to – we only use Facebook for – those retargeting ads, right? Well, when people, you know, when people like type in something and then they don't call you, that's when we're using Facebook.
I see.
Makes sense?
Yes.
So, you know, obviously we want to, you know, give you enough here with this team package to get you results, but I'm also going to get you handyman calls too. So that's why I'm saying like, let's really give you the most bang for your buck here. And let's focus on both of them. Cause those handyman jobs too can bring in like a $300 to $500 job too. Right. And really
yeah.
like help you in that sense. Right. You know, keep developing and keep the flow going. So yeah, I mean, if you can do both, you know, I would recommend, right, we really do, I really recommend we do like, we do that name. So what do you think of that name for the DBA?
Mary, 8-Track and Handyman?
I texted it to you, yeah. Did you see it?
Well, yeah, and then, you know,
That good?
I don't hate
for the DVA?
Yeah.
Okay. So you like that?
Yeah, and then if anything, we could change it eventually. See how it goes. That's
yeah. Well, I mean, we really want to, like, we really want to establish the name right for Google, because you're going to start getting those 5-star reviews. Last thing we want to do is start changing it too crazy, too. You know what I mean? So that, to me,
so actually,
is
I live
why...
on a road called Hillside Lake. Why don't we call it Hillside HVAC and Handyman?
Hillside HVAC and Handyman? Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I don't think
now,
that's
you, now you're thinking. There we go. See? Go. Hillside. I like that. And it kind of sounds, really,
shop.
Yeah, it sounds really like on the hillside, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do Hillside. Yeah, I didn't like the Mary, to be honest with you, but, you know, I didn't want to.
I didn't like it either, but, you know.
You know? I didn't like it. I was like, it's okay, you know? But, you know,
yeah,
people are going to, but it
word.
Doesn't, honestly, a name's a name. It's like how you stand out, you know?
Yeah.
So that to me is like really what matters, you know? But yeah, like having a decent name really does, really, really does affect, you know? So.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So let's talk about, any questions so far on that. So we agree Hillside HVAC and Handyman. You like kind of the website we would kind of put together for you. Obviously we would put the name Hillside HVAC and Handyman, kind of create you a logo and all that. That all sounds good, correct?
Yes.
Okay. One thing that we will do, okay, is we will purchase a specialized phone number, Kyle, for your business, okay? And what do I mean by that? We call this a call tracking phone number. Let me just give you the rundown. It's really cool, actually. So we're going to purchase a 845 phone number for the company. And at first, that's the number they're going to see on your Google business profile. That's the number they're going to see on your Facebook ads, right? That'll be like if we ever do the pay-per-lead program, it'll see that number too down the road. What's so good about that number, Kyle, right, is it's going to give us analytics. It's going to let us know where these people live. It's going to let us know where the lead came from. Did it come from Google? Did it come from Facebook, right? And every month we're going to have a call with you, and we're going to go over the progress on everything, okay? So the cool thing is it's going to let you know how many leads every month you get. And the cool thing is, too, all your calls are recorded. Okay, so let's say you're on a job and somebody calls you and you're like, crap, what did they say, right? Mm. You know, you're going to be able to go back and listen to the phone call.
That's really useful, actually.
Yeah, it is. And another thing, too, is our 5-star review tool is really, really cool. This is one thing that I really want you to pay attention to, okay? Obviously, having that photo of you kind of like the Lewis Pest, but also having those 5-star reviews. I think Lewis is like at 103 or 104 now, something like that, right? He's gotten a lot of 5-star reviews over the last year, and how he's been doing that is using our 5-star review tool, okay? And so what do I mean by that? Well, he has been using that tool, right, to basically – you know, scale his business, right? And we actually have in the tool where you just put the name and phone number of the person and it sends out an automated text message. Thanks for using Hillside HVAC and Handyman. We appreciate your business. Please do us a favor and click this link and leave us a 5-star review. Again, thank you for your business. Something along those lines, it will text them automated and it'll like help you get those 5-star reviews. What's very cool and what we've just rolled out is we actually have a response now, Kyle, where when AI will go in and respond back to your five-star review. And it will like somebody said, hey, Hillside was a great company. They were very time and efficient. The AI will go back and use the words that they use. Thank you for responding. We appreciate you letting us know that we're efficient. We try to be on time, da, 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 right? And we'll put like a really unique sentence response for you so you don't have to worry about, you know, responding back to that five-star review. So it's really, really cool technology we just rolled out on that too.
Okay.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, there's some uses for AI. I think they got to code it down, but there's useful stuff out there.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. And then eventually we're going to have like an AI robot too to take the phone calls for you guys down the road too. So we've been beta testing that for like, I don't know, 10 months now. My owner spent over $1 million just on that alone. So it's pretty, pretty cool stuff that we're going to eventually really use for AI in the future. So I can't wait to see kind of how that, you know, transpires and whatnot. But that being said, the nice thing is, right, we can – after, you know, a few months of being together, we'll sit down and be like, okay, Kyle, let's now start working towards the third leg and getting you HVAC and handyman paper leads, okay? Like I said, those paper leads will transform your business. Like, my basic package will definitely get you a good ROI on a month-to-month basis. I mean, you're spending $299, you're going to make thousands off just that alone, okay? But it's only going to take you so far. The paper leads are going to really transform your business. What do I mean by that? Well, going from a few thousand to $10,000 a month worth of business, that's where those paper leads come into handy. Okay. So we can talk about that, like I said, Kyle, in a few months, right? We can eventually get that going. Like I said, once it does, and we have that conversation on it, it does take a few months though to get you pre-approved for that. So it is, you know, labor intensive in that sense. But right now I'm just trying to start small here with you. Okay. We got the name dialed in, you know, and you're still at 824 North Hillside Road. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And I did send you that, YouTube article, or that video to do your DBA. So make sure you do that DBA because it's going to be very, very important that you get that because we're going to need that documentation.
Okay.
Does that make sense? We will. So it's 824 North Hillside. There you are. Perfect. And then we're going to roll with the Hillside HVAC and Handyman. There you go. Okay. And I'm going to do the and symbol, not A-N-D, right? I'm going to do the and symbol for it. So it's going to be Hillside HVAC and then the and symbol Handyman. That's how I'm going to put it down for your business name. Okay? So we'll save it as that. And then this is obviously going to be your best phone number. You want all your leads coming to. Let me ask you this. How do you like – what are your hours of operation? What do you want that to show online?
I think 7 to 7 is good.
Okay, 7 to 7. Do you want that like Monday through Friday? Do you want that?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Monday, and then obviously Sunday we're closed, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you got to have a day off, right? Okay, and then what's the best email for you, Kyle?
That's kmaricorllc@gmail.com.
kmaricorp. You mean kmaricorp? LLC email?
Yeah.
Okay. So my suggestion would be to try to get like another Gmail account for your Hillside. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Eventually, just because, you know, it'll really help you, you know, wanting to match. Now, on your website, we can link up, and this is something you might want to consider. We can link up where you can use a G Suite, and you can actually have an email address from that website. Okay? Only thing is, because Google does charge for that product, it's like $20 a month to actually have like a legit website from that email. And that, so like from your website, so whatever domain name we, cause we're going to purchase a domain name for your business, right? A www.hillsidehvac or something like that.com, right? So once we get that domain name, you could have like an email address attached to that domain name as well, Kyle. But like I said, it will cost like, it'll cost, $20 a month. $19.99 is what Google actually charges on that. So something to consider. Right.
Yeah.
Or you can just go get a Gmail account, like with that name, you know, like Hillside HVAC Handyman at Gmail. Right. And get that so you don't have to spend $20 a month. I would recommend just probably doing that right now because again, every dollar counts. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, Kyle. What's your last name, by the way?
Sears, S-E-A-R-S.
Okay. I know you said that. I just want to make sure I spelled that right. It was actually my dad's first job back in the day. He worked
that.
At Sears Automotive. That's how he met my mom, actually. He was, you know, they had like the oil and all that. This is back in the day. Like, geez, probably 1960s, early 70s. And,
yeah, used to be able to have a whole family on that.
Yeah. Yeah, they, back in the day, so things have changed though. All right, so we got to set up a security question on your account, okay? Meaning, anytime we call you or you call us, we're gonna ask you this question. So you can either choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
Okay, and what's that answer?
That's Princess.
Nice. That's crazy. Nice.
Yeah.
I call my wife that sometimes. That's funny. brings memories. Yeah. All right, Princess. There we go. All right, cool. And then, all right. So I'm just getting everything together. The next step would be I will need to set up an onboarding call, right, eventually for for you and to onboard you. So I could either do this, like, probably later today, or let me check tomorrow and see what we got. I could do probably, like, because you're Eastern, I could do, like, an 11 a.m. tomorrow, if that works for you.
11 a.m. is fine, yeah.
Okay, 11 a.m., okay. So I'm just working on getting your invoice put together here, okay? Like I said, the only thing that you'd be responsible for is the $299. So it's just going to auto draft on the 6th of every month. So today would be obviously your first payment on that. And then every month thereafter, it'll be on the 6th, right? Like I said, it's a 3-month commitment and then it literally goes to a month to month relationship with us after that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you can either use like a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express, which one works best for you?
I think I have a MasterCard. Let me see.
Yeah. I'm going to need to grab that info from you. I'm just putting the invoice together for you right now too. So MasterCard will start with a 5, a Visa will start with a 4.
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Okay. So go ahead and read that off, the number.
So it's 5156.
Mm-hmm.
7688.
Mm-hmm.
2807.
Mm-hmm.
1889.
Nice. Okay. Expiration?
0429.
Okay, and 3-digit code.
762.
Okay, perfect. All right, and the address tied to this is the same as that 824?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just read this back to you, the card number, 5156-7688-2807-1889.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to go ahead and take care of this. Okay. So, Kyle, I do need to read this off to you real quick to confirm everything, okay? Since I did get you a pre-agreement here and a discounted rate, this is also going to be an added form of protection to you. I'm going to send this in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's like anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you. So you make, you know, I just want to make sure you have obviously a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good? Okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Either going to be K-Maricore or Hillside HVAC and Handyman.
Yeah, so the name of your business that we're running with, okay, and that we're always going to be talking about is not that LLC. It's going to be the Hillside HVAC and Handyman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So please make sure you get on top of
yes.
Yeah, filing that DBA because I did send you that video there, which will really help you.
Thing.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. You can do that today, start working on it today or next week or whatnot, you know what I mean? Working on it so that way you can you know, be ready for it. So cool. Okay. All right. Thanks. Let me continue here because obviously I want to make sure I get through this. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kyle Sears, owner.
Gotcha. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. Got to ask these questions, right? So to get results as fast as possible, obviously it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just texted you this 877 number. Please save this in your contacts. I would recommend you just do it now before you forget, okay? Because I have a lot of clients that don't. Because this 877-635-6225 number, that number is going to be a number that we will be calling you from, right? So just put it under as Local Splash under your contacts, right? So that you don't miss any and all calls. Please allow up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. We are very prompt in returning phone calls. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We have provided you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash, not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then as a part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your fictitious business name statement, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension on your account. Do you agree to submit documents upon request within these first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, just get on working on getting that proof of like that DBA going. I'm going to put that in the notes that you're filing a DBA right now under that name so that my team knows.
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial terms and account setup will be charged today. Today is April 6, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. your monthly payments will automatically renew on the sixth day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. Cancel your account within the first 90 days and early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand, yes.
Okay, perfect. It's pretty self-explanatory, but you know, I got to read it every time. Okay, so first off, let me kind of give you a timeline, okay, because I want to like make sure you understand realistic expectations. The first couple weeks is a lot of programming, building out your website, building out your Facebook ads, right? I need to get that proof of DBA, right? We got to start getting you on Google, getting you ranking, getting you those 5-star reviews, right? So that's like the first couple weeks. You will see results your first 30 days, but it's really month 2, Kyle, where this thing takes off. You're going to see a noticeable difference in the phone calls between month 1 and month 2 because those first couple weeks, right, of getting everything set up has some, you know, take time, right? The foundational stuff, as I always say, right? But after those first couple weeks, instead we start moving, start chugging along, you start ranking on Google, right? You know, and then month 2 is really, like I said, where this thing takes off. And then obviously month 3, it's full steam ahead, okay? So always let people know, hey, you know, realistic, you know, timeline and expectations. You know, it's going to take us 7 to 10 days just to build up that website, right? And obviously we do need that, right, to make sure that you're successful, okay? And then so we're going to do 11 a.m. tomorrow, you said, right? That will work good for you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that Eastern, obviously, okay? And then, okay, now we have the ability to build out like where you can do like credit card processing on your website, like link like PayPal so people can pay with a card as well. Do you want us to build that out? It's no like additional cost. Some people want it, some people don't. What do you think on that?
Well, I don't really have any way to process credit cards right now.
Okay. Because you can definitely eventually set up like a PayPal account for your business. But do most people like when you do, they just pay cash or like a check or something like that? Is that kind of how you typically work? Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't really, do you feel like you're going to ever need to use like cards or you feel like you're good on that?
I think I'll be good because if I do start needing to use a card, I would get like a, you know, some sort of phone scanner or something.
Oh, I see, like a Square or something like that or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, I would definitely check into PayPal because a lot of my clients, they use that and it's like their fees are really, really reasonable and it's like easy to set up. So, you know, but like I said, we can always build that into your website down the road too, but I'll just say you're not really interested on that. Let me ask you this though. What's the best way to communicate with you? If you were to choose like, calling, texting, or emailing, like, what would you say out of all three is the best way for you?
Let's say calling.
Okay, perfect. Calling.
Because if anything needs to be in writing, I'll just ask whoever I'm speaking with to email it to me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, you should have gotten some automated text messages real quick. You can go ahead and pull that up for me. The one is, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. And then it says, please click here. There's a link right there. You need to go ahead and click on that. You'll sign your name, obviously Kyle Sears. And then so calling is the best form of communication for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Yeah, and so you're just going to hit the three check boxes at the bottom. You like agree to SMS and da 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 da. You know, just a bunch of little stuff there.
Yeah.
Make sure I get you on this calendar before somebody else takes it too tomorrow. It's a good time slot, you know?
Yeah.
Tuesday, it's going to be 11 a.m. Not getting sick on me, are you?
It's the tail end of it. My friend's got a kid, and I got some sort of kid sick.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
Terrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, sticky hands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have kids, so, like, you know, he didn't get sick because they're kids. But I'm not around kids, and then they get this weird illness, and they're all gross.
Uh-huh.
It's been like 2 weeks of this cough. It's awful.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just lingering.
Yeah, it sucks. You know?
Yeah. Hopefully it goes away before all the trees wake up for spring so I don't have this and allergies, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yep, you're all set. So I got you down for tomorrow, 11 a.m. You'll get an email on that too, reminding you. Obviously, set yourself a reminder. We may be late. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes we're like 20 minutes, 30 minutes late. You know, it happens from time to time. I don't think at 8 a.m. we're going to be late our time, but it does happen. So give us a little window in case, you know.
I know. It's a window. I understand.
Yeah, so it's a window. So, but yeah, we'll definitely try and call you at that 11, but it could be like 11:30, just in case. So, you know, but we'll call you. Just be ready. Now that call is going to be 45 minutes to an hour. Okay, we're going to go get you onboarded, start working on things, but definitely start working on that DBA. Okay, I'm going to put that.
DBA, yeah, for sure.
DBA here too. I want to make sure everything's here. Perfect. Gotcha. And then I got your email here. Let me just confirm. Go back here and just make sure everything looks right. So it's kmarycorpllc@gmail.com, yeah?
Yeah, I think I already got some emails from you.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure that, like, that's all right. Okay, cool. Well, you're all set up, Kyle. Appreciate your time. And then I will go ahead and be talking to you tomorrow at around 11 a.m. Okay?
That sounds great. You guys better get me some clients because I need money. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to definitely do that. Okay? You have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.